Victoria is kicking off a vaccination blitz for workers and residents in aged and disability care. It comes as families express anger that some of the most vulnerable people haven't been fully vaccinated, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
For months, Em has been trying to get her brother vaccinated. He's in a supported living home in Victoria with 10 other residents. But despite being in the highest priority group, he hasn't even had his first dose.
Now his home is surrounded by exposure sites, and today he had to get swabbed after being in an exposure site and has to isolate.
Emma says the federal government's left people like her brother behind.
It's not good enough, because at the end of the day, these are vulnerable people. They have enough on their plate already, enough adversity and risks to their well-being as it is, to then be left behind again in a pandemic. So I'm very frustrated, and I'm actually, I'm angry and worried. You know, I'm worried about the health of my brother. I worry about the other people in his home, and I worry how that will all affect him.
The rollout of vaccines to people living in aged or disability residential care is a Commonwealth responsibility, but the Victorian government is trying to help out by asking providers to bring people to vaccination hubs and to fast-track workers. Kevin Stone is the CEO of VALID, the Victorian Advocacy League for Individuals with Disability.
That's fine. That's fantastic. Excellent. But there is a whole lot of people who live in these types of settings who are not able to get out easily, who require all sorts of logistical arrangements to be put into place, and often don't have the staffing to make that an easy thing to do. And I have no idea. I don't know if anyone has any idea the size of that particular, you know, cohort or group of people. And I don't know that any effort's been made. Well, I don't believe any effort's been made to reach out to people in group homes to identify what is it that they need, what is it they want in order to get the jab.
Dr. Jenny Fitzgerald is the Chief Executive Officer of disability provider Scope Australia.
I've signed off a communication already in regard to this announcement to go out. And then it will be, as always, a case-by-case conversation with a customer and their family about what's required and what's preferred.
Scope has 270 homes, 4,000 staff and 1,400 residents. So far, only a couple of hundred of those residents have had the jab. Dr. Fitzgerald welcomes any attempt to speed up the rollout, but says most of the residents won't be going to vaccination centres.
Because we support a lot of people with multiple and physical disability, we also support a number of people who have behaviours of concern, who find it just overwhelming, say, to go to a large centre and hub. So we feel that the majority of the people we support in our homes will benefit from in-reach vaccination, but we know there will be some who choose the other methods.
Ultimately, it's the workers that will benefit from the Victorian government's announcement.
They can turn up, they don't have to make a booking, they have preferential access to vaccine at those hubs. That's a really important message to send to them, because we've been saying for a long time that people working in the disability service sector are just as important as those working in health and aged care. They provide a critical service to vulnerable Australians. So it's long overdue, really, in my view, and I welcome it.
After an hour on hold to the hotline, Emma got her brother booked in for the earliest available appointment at a vaccination hub, but he'll still be waiting another week.
I'm absolutely determined to make sure my brother is safe and get him vaccinated and protected, but I can only do, you know, what's possible.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.